This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment with Robert Barnes, and holy mackerel. The crew was showing me transcripts of what Biden said in the last hour at his press conference. Train wreck is not even a word. Wait till I play this next segment after Barnes leaves us. I'm not going to even tell you. I'm sure a lot of you already know, but this is a new one. I'll just tell Barnes right now. President Biden on filibuster debate. I believe we should go back to the position of a filibuster that existed just when I came to the United States Senate 120 years ago. It's being abused in a gigantic way. And I'm told there's even bigger gaps. Barnes, this is crazy.
Yeah, there's a reason why they were trying to keep him off of those press conferences and keep him in bed by 3 o'clock every afternoon. So it's extraordinary. I mean, it's a reflection of the state of affairs and where his mindset is. Really what basically the Fed is running our monetary policy, the deep state's running our national security policy, and a bunch of knockoffs from the Obama administration are running our diplomatic policy. And it's a trifecta of defeatism that is going to be a debacle and could result in, economic collapse and major wars.
I agree. It's like Tokyo Electric building nuclear reactors on a fault line and a tsunami line. We got 4 minutes left. Federal Reserve suit. You're getting ready to follow that. That's big news. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So exclusive here. I'm going to announce it. The goal is we need to find a way to audit the Fed. The Fed has found 100 ways to evade that by evading certain restrictions in the law. So we're going to use the Freedom of Information Act. George Gammon is orchestrating the effort. I agreed to be lead legal counsel in the effort. And we came up with a strategy to sue the Fed by using the Freedom of Information Act to either force the Fed to audit the Fed, to disclose the records and information, especially of what they've been doing over the last several years. But I'm going to be asking for records that date back to 1913 and some of their internal correspondence at critical times of crisis over the last almost more than 100 years. And in the same time period, either the Fed's going to produce that documentation, allow us to audit them, or they're going to have to legally admit that what they've been doing has been illegal. Because they'll say, hey, this wasn't done in a legal capacity, so we don't have any to produce any FOIA records. But that will be an admission that they've been acting outside of what the law allows them to do, and that will allow a second level of lawsuits to be brought. So the goal is, in order to audit the Fed, we got to sue the Fed, use the Freedom of Information Act against them. There's actually been good precedents in the last 10 years against the Fed. They usually hide their records with the individual boards of governors, the individual constituent banks. There have now been decisions that have been issued over the past 5 years that say those banks are subject to FOIA as well. So we're going to find out what's been really going on as they just print cash, as they favor certain people, disfavor other people, and how much they're putting America's economy at risk by doing things that the law never approved or authorized them to do. So it's going to be a fun little suit, and it's time to find a way to audit the Fed by suing the Fed.
Barnes, we got 2 minutes left. This is intriguing. Sue them on the FOIA because they claim they're government, but they're really private, but they're involved in public operations at a level even above the executive branch. I don't see how they can block this.
Yeah, that's the problem. The problem is they either have to say, you know what, we've really been doing this all off the books, but that means they've been doing it outside of the law, or they have to admit that, in fact, the nature of their process is that they have to disclose all these records. All their internal communications, their internal notes, their internal emails, their communications with other Wall Street banks, with other politicians, all the rest, with the press, find out all this detail and go back to some of what they did back in 1913, 14, 15, and 16. Some key records that no one has actually ever requested. There have been a bunch of key records that no one's ever sought that reveal their own understanding of the legal limits on their authority and their attempt over the past century to evade those limits and to catch them with the trap of a FOIA lawsuit.
So well, I was about to say, you've got some big eggs, huevos, as they say in Spanish, to do this, because anybody that's tried this, they come after massively. So kudos and praise to you and prayers to you and this crew doing this, because, again, they always tell Congress, oh, we're open, we're under scrutiny, never been an audit, never been in control. They say they're governmental, they're not. And so this is going to absolutely be a huge issue. What's the time frame? 30 seconds left. When can we expect this suit to be filed?
So there's going to be a public effort to focus attention on the suit where people can follow the suit. And I'll be putting that up at the vivabarneslaw.locals.com site where they can track the information as to the filings. There's some FOIA filings that come before the suit, and we're going to be doing it this year.
Beautiful. Robert Barnes will join me in a commercial-free Saturday transmission at InfoWars coming up Saturday. Thank you, Robert Barnes. We'll be back with Andrew Torba.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for Brainforce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vasobeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emirates Essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emirates Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months. But despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, Andrew Torba has been a busy man, a busy father, a busy husband, a busy American, a busy patriot. He was in big tech many years ago, Silicon Valley, very successful coder, programmer, operations guy, saw the tyranny, went and started Gab long before the mass censorship even kicked in. He saw the storm clouds. And he has a diverse sight of liberals and conservatives, gay, straight, all of it, but they've tried to shut him down, calling him a white supremacist, and our horrible leftist Chi-Com governor, Wolf in Sheep's Clothing, that uncloaked himself in the last year, has called for him to be shut down. He says, oh, I support conservative free speech. Shut down Gab, the Nazis. I think Torba ought to file suit against him. Very ashamed of Texas. I love my state. Ashamed of who's hijacked it. 600%+ traffic. They already shut down Parler. Why, Trump said, I might go to Parler. Boom, they're just gone. Think about that. You can't have an alternative. And so I'm very glad and very happy, and he's gracious in his busy time to join us at Gab.com. We've got a couple big sites for InfoWars and Alex Jones and hundreds of thousands of followers over there at Gab. We should probably pull those pages up and invite folks to go follow over there. They've got a lot of new features, a lot of great things. Works a lot better than Parler. We're not in competition with Parler. He's not either. We want everybody to do great. But it's one of the best sites. He's worked through a lot of bugs, had his bank accounts taken repeatedly. Had their servers taken, had their domain names taken. They have been through the ringer, because anybody doing a good job is. And so he's wearing the green hat for radio listeners. Make speech free again. Think about how alien that is. That was something we all knew you didn't take away. And now it's like that rare diamond. So, Mr. Torba, great to have you here. I could ask so many questions. I could bring up so many points, but I know you've got your own up-to-the-minute spiel to tell the millions of listeners. So thanks for joining us. And what's front and center on your radar right now?
Front and center on my radar right now, Alex, is defending free speech online. It's the same thing that's been on my radar for the past 5 years. You know, we have grown tremendously, as you noted, over the past 6 months. We have, you know, 25, 30 million people that are visiting the site and using our products and services every single month. And we're forced to be reckoned with. So, you know, as you mentioned, we've faced tremendous adversity, as you yourself have, and as you continue to do, and as we continue to face as well. We've been banned from both app stores, hosting providers, payment processors, and just in the past 6 weeks, we've been dealing with getting banned from about five or six different banks at this point. So that's our latest struggle, is just struggling to keep a bank account open in the United States of America as an American citizen running an American company that's doing nothing illegal, It's really madness. This is the world that we're living into. So
you're doing what Twitter was doing 2 years ago. You're doing what Facebook was doing 3 years ago. I mean, you're literally just creating a free open forum. You've got rules. Can't have terror. Can't have crime. Can't have porn, whatever. And it doesn't matter because they don't want anybody to have a voice, which shows how much trouble our country's in. I mean, we're really under an authoritarian takeover.
Absolutely. We've reached the point now where you see Governor Abbott of Texas is coming after me. We see the ADL is lobbying the Department of Justice to investigate Gab and to throw me in jail. For what? I don't know. But they've reached the point where they can no longer deplatform us at any level, right? We've become so resilient that they have no other choice but now to lobby the state to smear us, to defame us, and to throw me in jail, to shut the website down. That's what their next agenda is they want to shut us down completely. They want me shut up. They want the millions of people that are using our site shut up. And you know what? We're not going to stop. There's nothing that's going to stop us. We have God on our side. We have had God on our side for the past 5 years. And that's why we continue to survive and thrive and grow. And that's not going to change anytime soon, Alex. So we're going to continue fighting and they can come at us all they want, but it's only making us stronger. It's only making us grow bigger. So, I'm happy to carry the cross of being smeared and being defamed and being attacked by now governors of states. It's insanity.
Well, I'll tell you, because that's, I mean, for TV and radio listeners, the crew can pull it up. I didn't get it before the show, but I know it was there. I saw it last week. It was like, governor of Texas calls for Gab to be shut down. First he says, oh, I'm going to stand up against big tech censorship. And then he gets up there with his Israeli flag. I know you're not against Israel. I'm not either. But if you were, that'd be your right. And then they go, I'm going to shut down the white supremacist site, Gab. And he's like this doddering idiot, like lying about you. That is outrageous.
Well, it's crazy, Alex, because 5 days prior to this statement that he made about us, he's out there saying, I'm going to take on big tech and we're going to do something about this censorship and free speech is crucial. And then I see this video and I thought it was a deep fake. Like I didn't believe that it was an actual video from him at first. I had to do a double take on it when I first saw it. And it's just, you know, it's craziness. It's absolute craziness. But you know,
that's what it is site warfare. When they go, oh, I'm for free speech, but take it. There it is. Texas governor brands Gab anti-Semitic platform, calls for it to be shut down. What the hell is going on?
Now, this is a red state, Alex. I mean, you're living in Texas. It's a conservative state, right? It's a deep red state. At least that's what I thought. And it appears what's going on in the Texas Republican Party is there's some sort of civil war going on between the establishment rhinos and the puppets of the oligarchs and the party of the patriots, right? So there's this division happening, and the party of the patriots that's the weird thing about this is the official Republican Party of Texas, the GOP of Texas, has an account on Gab that is verified by us. So they have an official account and they're going against what the governor is saying. And from what I'm hearing, this is all
about
Howard West.
Oh, I should have said that up front. The legislature's come out in defense of you. I should have said up front, hey, the founder of Gab embattled free speech activists for everybody, liberal, conservative, gay, straight, whatever, black, white. He has been attacked by the governor as an anti-Semite, and the state legislature came out and said it's not true, and they have a site on your site. That's just incredible.
Yeah, they went against what the governor said, and the governor appears to have some liberal subversives around him who are trying to push the liberal agenda in the GOP Republican Party of Texas. And the Republican Party itself, which is led up by Alan West, is not having it. And they doubled down and they said, we're not leaving Gab. We're going to continue to post on Gab and we're not going to listen to the governor. So that was very
exactly. That's key in free speech, because one person out of 30 million visitors a month says kill people or do whatever, they get in trouble. Not everybody else does. It's like if somebody said, well, someone used an AT&T phone to call in a bomb threat, so everyone has their phones taken away. That's authoritarianism. That's not how we work.
And Alex, let me be clear. If people are making threats of violence, if they're breaking the law, we have zero tolerance for that. We absolutely do take action on that stuff each and
so
every day.
So do we. Absolutely. Exactly. But you can't have prior constraint. You can't be like hovering over every comment. What they hate is the free speech.
Exactly. That's what they want. They want to use their artificial intelligence that they have on Facebook, on Twitter, et cetera, to pre-scan every comment before it goes out.
Start over. I interrupted. That's the key, is they admitted in congressional hearings 2 years ago, AI will soon be in control, we'll be able to censor InfoWars. Now it's in there. They don't like you because you're not AI censored.
Right. And what's interesting, Alex, is they can use this AI to censor memes and to fact check and to shut up conservatives, but they can't stop the child exploitation problem that's going on Facebook. There just came, an annual report just came out that Facebook is the number one source of child exploitation on the internet, above even the porn sites, right? So, and they're allowed to be on app stores. They're allowed to have hosting providers. They're allowed to do business with all these advertisers. Nobody talks about this, that Facebook is the number one source of child exploitation, but they're mad because a few people say some mean words on Gab, and we don't do anything to stop
all right. Artificial. You're going to get the floor on the other side, because I'm so excited to have you, and I'm ranting, but you just brought up the key here. Massive pedophilia on Facebook and Twitter, massive racial attacks, massive snuff films, so they can then point at you and say, oh, but they had one racist on there, and that makes them look good. They're using you like Apple runs death camps in China, but, oh, they fund Black Lives Matter as a distraction. Gab.com, everybody knows what it is. InfoWars, this show, Alex Jones, yours truly. We have sites there. Visit us there. It's a great site, adding new features. We'll talk about recapping what he got to just now, about the horrible things that other big tech are doing while they demonize Gab, and then some of the great features at Gab.com, why you all need to get on Gab, and everybody needs to support Gab, because Andrew Torba and Gab is the real deal. I'll also ask him, how do you know 5 years ago when he founded this was all coming? He's another trailblazer. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's loan source. We are not a bank, and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Thank you so much for tuning in out of the sea of information, choosing us. We're all in this together. I love you. No matter what color you are, where you came from, if you love God and justice, we're brothers and sisters together. But understand that the corrupt, evil forces of the globalists that are now out in the open, no more debate about it, literally work around the clock to silence this broadcast and to silence you and to silence Andrew Torba, who would dare go out and who would dare, 5 years ago, seeing what was coming, very successful in Silicon Valley, and Bill Gabb. And so I'm not going to get into inside baseball here, but I know a lot of people and a lot of things. I can tell you, they could have had Parler continue on, folks. The word is they got paid off to shut down. And so there's not a lot of oases in this desert left. And these oases are going to get more precious as they're taken away. So recap what you said. We'll talk about the future next segment and more. But Andrew Torba, I was interrupting my segment. You got the floor. Talk about the huge news of your crimes, supposedly, versus Facebook's crimes, and where all this is going and how we fight back.
Well, Alex, there was just a report that was released in early February that said that there are over 20 million cases of child exploitation on Facebook that happened last year alone. They're the number one source of child exploitation on the internet, surpassing even pornography websites. They are allowed to be on app stores. They are allowed to have banks. They are allowed to have hosting providers. They have advertisers that are funding this activity, right? This is madness. We don't have any pornography at all on Gab. We have zero tolerance for pornography in general. We also work with law enforcement to prevent things like threats of violence and criminal activity.
And by the way, that's not censorship. You upfront say this is not on our platform. It's the only way you can do it.
Right. So we have very clear rules, very clear lines in the sand. We have law and order. Gab is not an anarchist website. It never has been. But because we have people that share information that the oligarchs and the people in power don't want people knowing about, and we don't put a stop to that with artificial intelligence or with tens of thousands of blue-haired moderators out of San Francisco, they want to shut us down. They can't have people getting access to information from places like InfoWars, Breitbart, Gateway Pundit, alternative media sources, and just individual people who are down on the ground out in real life reporting on things as they happen. They need to control the flow of information. They need to control the
news. Well, that's the bottom line. Anything that you can do legally in the town square, you can do at Gab. It's real simple. Whatever you can do in the town square, you can do at InfoWars. You can't rape kids. You can't hand out pornography. You can't kill people. You can't eat poop in the town square like the liberals do. But like you said, they can do every crazy thing they want on all these other platforms. You run a good operation. You're the bad guy.
Yeah, you go on Twitter, Alex, and you're going to find young teenage girls selling their bodies, posting naked photos of themselves, child exploitation. You'll find people selling drugs. You'll find all sorts of just degeneracy and madness and illegal activity. And it's just allowed. It's overlooked. Nobody talks about it in the press. Apple and Google don't care. They allow it on their app stores. Somebody shares something, alternative medicine or alternative information or news about COVID that they don't want you to know. And all of a sudden, you're like domestic terrorists because
any healthy communication is banned. Anything degenerate and evil is promoted.
Yeah, it's upside down world. Absolutely. And a big part of this is they, you know, we have a lot of Christians on Gab, Alex, from around the world, including Christians in places like China, where it's, you know, it's very dangerous being a Christian. We take it for granted here in the United States, you know, that we can openly express and share our faith and share the gospel.
But they're putting skin in the game.
They're absolutely putting skin in the game. And I think that's one of the reasons why they're coming after Gab and why they're coming after InfoWars and others. So aggressively is because Christians are organizing and Christians are speaking freely and sharing the gospel and sharing a message of hope. You know, with this critical theory, with this communism, this cancel culture, there is no redemption. There is no salvation. There is no forgiveness. And, you know, the gospel message of Jesus Christ offers all of that, right? So they don't want people to have forgiveness. They want them enslaved to addiction and enslaved to sin and enslaved to the system. And the gospel of Jesus
Christ. That's another key point is the left never gives you absolution. Exactly. You're always guilty of whatever you did.
No matter if you sent a tweet 10 years ago when you were, you know, 14 years old, you know, you're going to get fired from your job because you said something on Twitter 10 years ago. No matter how much you grovel, no matter how much you apologize, you're guilty and you're
that's
you're
huge because the left claims, oh, do whatever you want where there's no judgment. But they're all about judgment.
Absolutely. They're the most judgmental people. They're the most racist people. They're the most intolerant people. And ultimately, everything that they're doing is projecting their sin and their evil onto the rest of the world and onto the people that are, you know, God's children, that are spreading the gospel, that are spreading truth and goodness into this world of darkness. So they can project all they want, but what we need to remember, I know, you know, times right now are very tough for a lot of people after this year of lockdown, after this rigged election, with all the crazy things that the Biden administration, the Democrats are doing. But what we need to remember is that we serve and worship the creator of the universe, and he has a plan. So I have never been more hopeful and more faithful in our God and in his plan for this country and for our people. We're going through this for a reason, and I think we're going to come out on the other end of it stronger because of it. If we unite together and continue pressing forward in this spiritual war, Alex, it's a spiritual war that we're in right now, and people need to wake up and realize what and choose which side do they want to be on. Do they want to be on the side of light, on the side of God, the creator, or do they want to be on the side of darkness and evil and use these platforms that allow this wickedness to go on, you know, while they come after platforms like Gab, where we have millions of Christians that are just sharing gospel messages, sharing Bible verses, sharing alternative news and information that they don't want other people to see. So
well, exactly. That's the medicine to the evil. That's why they want to shut down. But let me just say this. I've been interviewing you for 5 years since you launched Gab. You've always been well-spoken. You're always a great guest, but you're on fire right now, and it's not just you. Every guest I've had on for many years is even like five times more well-spoken and incredible now. I'm seeing a quickening as the evil accelerates. Are you not seeing? I mean, I'm not kissing your ass. It's true. You're really well-spoken. You're powerful. You're stronger than ever. Has this persecution not made you stronger? Or what do you think's happening?
Yeah, Alex, listen, I think the Holy Spirit is at work. I take no credit for anything that I've built. I take no credit for any of the words that I'm saying here today or any of the words that I've said in the past. It's all the Holy Spirit. It's all God speaking through me. All the glory goes to him. And I think that a lot of people are waking up right now. A lot of people are getting closer to God. I was driving up the driveway the other day. My neighbor stopped me and she said, you know, your message is really resonating with me. I think I'm going to start going back to church. I've been praying more. This is what this country needs. The second that we stepped away from God, the second that we stopped proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is when this country started going downhill. We need a spiritual awakening. We need a spiritual revival in this country. And if I could do some small part in that as a part of God's plan, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to glorify him each and every day in all that I do.
You just said it. It brings tears to my eyes. This is a fight between good and evil. I know you've always been a Christian. You're a father. But, I mean, I guess so. It was the enemy coming against you, got you even closer to God, didn't it?
I clung to that cross, Alex. You know, the persecution just forced me into his hands, which is, I think, where he wanted me to be and where we all need to be. The only reason that I survived is because of him. So
that's right. Here's the good news. God is there with the arms open. The bad news is we're going to get pushed in his arms. But it's okay. It's going to get so intense. We'll be right back with the founder of Gab.
Emmerich's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all-natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Rainforce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Slave camps in China, lecturing us for Black Lives Matter. Then Nike comes out against slave camps, which they used to get in trouble for, and now they're the bad guy. That's in the stack of news I've got. Andrew Torba, you are really, we always have guests that are on fire, but you're really on fire. So I've got a lot of questions, a lot of points, but what else is the head of Gab, the founder of it, 5 years? How'd you predict this? How'd you know?
What do you think's coming next?
So I think I was blessed by the Holy Spirit to have the foresight, 5 years ago to know where this was going, because I was living and working in Silicon Valley and I knew how these people thought, and I had a lot of close relationships inside a lot of these companies, and people were telling me like, hey, this is going to get much worse. So, I had the foresight to build what I call, a digital Noah's Ark. And, then I think God put us through a trial in 2018 when we were really systematically no platform from everything, app stores, hosting providers, payment processors. The business was reduced to ash. We almost closed several times, but, we kept pushing forward and we found a way, and God took that ash and allowed us to bloom into what we've become today. So where this is going next, and I have been thinking about this a lot, is I really feel like they are going to try to solidify big tech's dominance. We see, in Congress today, all the big tech oligarchs being grilled by Congress, grilled, quote unquote. It's all just a dog and pony show. So they're going to push for some sort of regulation that locks in their power and their control over the internet. And we're going to fight back against that in every way that we can. But I think maybe they'll also try to censor at the browser level. So Google Chrome can very easily ship an update to all Google Chrome browsers that when you type in Infowars.com or when you type in Gab.com, you're just not allowed to access it anymore. So we're already thinking ahead of where their next step is going to be in terms of the censorship.
And you're right. They said it's browser level. You know, when the ADL calls for your arrest, I mean, Cohen calls for the arrest of Zuckerberg. I mean, they're going, these are Nazis, put them in jail. And you're like, these are Nazis saying this. It's so monstrous. So folks, for people that aren't Gab or InfoWars, they're thinking, oh, I'm not the target. Folks, they're coming after you. They just got to get through us.
Yeah, it's not even us, right? They're not even coming after us. They're actually coming after the millions of people that are on Gab or that tune into InfoWars. That's what they're afraid of. They're not afraid of Andrew Torba or of Alex Jones. What they're afraid of is the millions of people that are tuning in and waking up to the things.
They're afraid
that
you've got a video feature where people can shoot their own videos that show what really happened. They're afraid of truth. They're afraid of the humans having access to reality.
Exactly. Proverbs 28:1 tells us that the righteous are as bold as a lion. We are commanded biblically to speak boldly, to speak the truth boldly. And I think too many Christians are afraid to do that. They cower in fear. As long as it's not impacting me, I don't have to worry about it. But it is impacting you, and it's going to start impacting you. They're going to start coming after churches. They're going to start coming after Christian organizations.
Hell, look at the lockdown. Woke. Everything else can be open. The topless bar can be open, but not the church.
That's a big part of it, but it's going to go beyond that, Alex. They're going to start attacking the churches, just and any Christian organization.
Hell, the left are already burning them down all over the country.
Yep, any Bible based church, any Bible based Christian organization is going to face the same level of deplatforming and financial attacks that Gab has faced over the past 5 years. We are really the guinea pig for where this is going. So,
why do the left hate Christians so much? I guess they metaphysically know we're going to oppose their takeover.
Well, it's real simple, Alex. Communism wants you to worship the state as God, and God, actual God, and Jesus Christ gets in the way of that. So communism historically always comes for the Christians first, because the Christians are actually worshiping God Almighty instead of worshiping the state and instead of worshiping all of these false idols, whether it's celebrities or sports stars or any number of things.
And that's how it works. We're bringing God's will to the earth. They can't have their satanic will as long as we're bringing God in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think there's so much taboo in our society and in our culture by design. The enemy has designed it this way around talking about things like Jesus Christ and God and angels and demons. These things are very real. Spiritual warfare is a very real thing. And, our secular humanist society has all but, disregarded God with Nietzsche's nihilism and all this chaos of degeneracy that is allowed to be promoted to our children. What we need to do with this movement, this MAGA movement or this American populist movement, is we need to localize it. So we need 10,000 Donald Trumps in every town, on every city council, on every school board, in every mayorship. That's how we're going to take this country back, is by localizing this movement and taking our own backyards back first.
And for those that don't know, BLM can riot, Antifa can kill. When Christians in America or Canada in leftist areas peacefully pray, they are arrested by the police. This is outrageous. This is criminal. We're showing it right now.
Yeah, this video is for out of Moscow, Idaho, where we had Christians. This is a Christian pastor who's being taken away for peacefully protesting in the streets. Now, again, you make a great point. BLM can burn down half the country all summer and destroy things and go massless and mass crowds and all this stuff. But the second that Christians stand up, the second that Christians start fighting back against this chaos that's going on in this world, they're immediately shut out.
And by the way, show that crowd. Yeah, they're mainly white. But I look at Christians who are Hispanic, black, you name it. They don't look like their soul was sucked. They look strong. They look virile. Show that crowd of good-looking Christians. And I'm not being mean here, but I went to Skull and Bones and covered the leftist at Yale. They looked like their souls were sucked. They were black. They were white. They looked dead.
Absolutely. You look in their eyes. It's the eyes are the windows to the soul, Alex. And you look in the eyes of these people, and you know they sold their soul to the devil. They say they are enslaved to sin. They are enslaved to the world, and they've chosen darkness over light. And the only thing that we can do at this point is to pray for them and to minister to them and to show them the other side. I think God is doing some tremendous things. In our church, we're having a baptism on Palm Sunday, and one of the testimonies that I listened to this week during a trial run was of a man who was consumed with nihilism and consumed with atheism and had treated Christians very horribly. And over the past year with this lockdown, he started, you know, learning about God and watching sermons, and God sent a woman into his life to introduce a different side of Christianity that he hadn't seen before. And now he's proclaiming, you know, Jesus, his love for Jesus Christ in the form of baptism in front of a public room. So, you know, God is doing tremendous things.
Like right, this. That's the key. The enemy is in trouble. That's why they're doing all this.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why they're trying to shut up Christians. That's why they're punishing Christians and demonizing Christians. You know, we see that they're calling out Christian nationalism and painting us like as if we're ISIS, members of
because
ISIS.
Because we stand in the way of their sacrament, the destruction of children's lives.
We do. Yeah, that's what abortion's about. That's what this child exploitation about. It's satanic. It's demonic. It's wickedness.
Well, let me ask you this, because I know you can feel the power. I actually am scared for the globalists, because as their evil rises, I feel the Holy Spirit rises even more. I mean, the power now coming out of God is getting so intense every day, I can't even handle it. I wonder what this is going to be like in a year or two, brother. This is incredible.
It's good. Alex, I've never been more optimistic. We serve, brother, the creator of the universe. Whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Right? The oligarchs, another man. And when you have somebody who recognizes this, who has nothing to lose and who worships God and humbly puts their faith in God, amazing things happen. And God has a way of using ordinary people to do extraordinary things. You know, Alex, I don't come from money. I don't come from status. I live on a farm in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania, and God is doing tremendous things with my life and through my life, and I think he's going to work on many other people in the same way and use them to accomplish his will, and we're going to continue fighting. We're not going to stop.
That's right. Stay in there. Final segment. You are kicking butt. We love it. Andrew Torba of Gab. It is a revolutionary act against this demonic system. To spread it, gab.com. Become a member, set up, start posting articles, videos, you name it. And please support InfoWars there as well, because we are under massive attack, which I only see as proof of the fact we're over the target. I rejoice in our persecution, because we are never going to surrender.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Gab.com is our guest. And man, has he been talking about how this is good versus evil. It's now so out in the open. I got a whole stack of news right here dealing with that. They are announcing that men can be in women's sports. That's already happening. They are announcing they're going to have government funding to sterilize little boys. This is just purely, purely satanic. So, in the censorship battle, I agree, you're right. Big tech's going to try to really affirm its control and its dominance. How does it do that next? I mean, I think going against the general public, the Federal Reserve head was in a congressional hearing 2 days ago and said, oh, big banks need to surveil people's purchases and punish them. So, I mean, I think that's where this is going.
This is already happening, Alex. We saw Bank of America after January 6th. Hand over any transaction from the D.C. area. So if you bought a coffee in D.C. at a Starbucks or something on that day, your data was handed over to the feds without a warrant from Bank of America. So you know, what we're going to have to do, and I want to talk about solutions. I don't want to fearmonger. I want to, because it's going to get bad. We already know it's going to get bad. It's already bad right now. Let's talk about solutions. So the solution is a silent secession. Maybe that secession will turn geographic. Maybe we'll see a bunch of states pop off. I don't know what's going to happen on that end, but we need to start somewhere. We need to build our own economy. It's not just building our own social network anymore. We need Christian banks. We need Christian restaurants, because now what we're seeing with this vaccine stuff is, you know, they're not going to allow you to go into a restaurant or to go to the grocery store if you're not vaccinated. So we're going to need Christian business owners to stand up and to fight back against this and to essentially build our own parallel economy in this country. And that's one of the things that we're working on next at Gab is how do we empower this digital side of this economy, right? How do we help people on Gab buy and exchange goods and services with one another so that they can go around the oligarchs, Fortune 500 economy and, barter and trade and do things the old fashioned way with one another. I think that also in terms of...
Oh, you're totally right. That's where it's all going, is isolating everybody, social control, inoculations to buy and sell. So the whole future, even if you weren't a Christian, doing it because your spirit tells you for humanity, if you were a sociopath and not a globalist, the whole future is going to be communities that are awake, beyond the Amish, beyond the Orthodox Jews, who have already got it right, who they're attacking, or ultra-Orthodox, ditch their own communities. We have to start moving in that exodus, because things will get so bad in this extermination plan that that's where it will go. So we should preposition now.
That's exactly what we need to do. We need to start building our own communities that are grounded in, you know, the original vision of this country and what the Constitution says. And all of that stuff, of course, is grounded in biblical truth and in biblical liberty and in biblical spiritual freedom that comes to us only from God. One of the things that I am really pushing for right now is we need to focus more on our local politics. A lot of us are so enamored, are so consumed with national politics on what's going on in Washington, D.C., that we forget or neglect what's going on in our own backyard. I would guarantee you that many of the people listening right now probably don't even know who sits on their city council. That's a problem. That's how we got to the point where we see drag queen story hour in our local library, because the enemy has not only taken control of D.C. and the national level of politics, but they've also taken control of our own backyard.
And so, let me agree with you, because if you launch a national, international social network, only, you know, Gab could do that 5 years ago. Most people couldn't have the technical skill to do it. But if people launch a local news site about local community and just let people post with a message board, those go wildly popular. Put up stickers, go to city council, tell folks about it. Suddenly you literally form a local pro-human, pro-God, pro-basic common sense, anti-racist against the left with a real racist organization. It's so easy. I did it 27 years ago. People have to realize local is the power.
Absolutely. We need to start in our own backyards, and we need to seize control back of our local communities. Once we have control of our local communities, we can take back control of our local counties and then our state and then this country. We're focused way too much right now. All of our political energy is focused way too much on the day-to-day nuance of chaos that is happening in D.C. We need to
instead of just having a garden, spending time with our children, loving God, loving our neighbors, that will turn back the tide of depression and Satanism and evil.
Absolutely. You know, I firmly believe that if even 25% of this country cut the cable cord and stopped watching CNN and stopped, and by the way, Fox News too, stop watching both of them. Just turn it off. Turn it off. Go outside with your kids. Spend time with your family. Spend more time in church. We have to really think about and consider where we're spending our time. There are so many people in this country that get home after a long day at work and plop on the couch and turn on the TV and watch the news until they go to bed at 11 o'clock at night.
And let's be clear, that's when you're tired and very suggestible.
Exactly. And what is on the news? The world is burning down and everything it's the end of the world. It's fear mongering. It's fear porn. So when you eliminate that from your life and you supplement that stuff with, you know, maybe you go to church on Wednesday night. Maybe you, go volunteer at the soup kitchen. Maybe you take your kids out to the park. Do real life things. Be an actual human being instead of being this cog that sits there absorbing this fear porn from CNN. And by the way, and Fox News and others all day long when you come home after a hard day of work. We need to start actually living and being.
No, I agree, because I mean well, and we've done good work overall, but I end up focusing, like Nietzsche said, you stare in the abyss, you become the abyss. We've got to,
right.
That's what God's been telling me is, cover what the enemy's doing, but don't give it so much power. Talk about the good. Magnify it. That's what people are looking for.
There's a lot of good that's going on, Alex. Like I said, that testimony in church, from this former atheist, this guy who used to criticize and demonize Christians, is now becoming a Christian. So, you know, God can do tremendous things in the lives of individuals if they just spend some time, you know, praying and spend some time in the Word and spend some time surrounding yourself with other Christians and with other people that just see the madness that's going on. I mean, we have to start, again, just being human beings and focusing on the good stuff that's going on in this world instead of always focusing on the negative and the doom and gloom. You wonder why suicide rates are on the rise. You wonder why the opioid crisis is going on, why people are addicted to pornography, why people are addicted to gambling and all this, all the ways of the world. It's because that is what is feeding people. As some sorts of comfort in this chaotic world, that we're fed this fear porn all day, and we just want to escapism. We want to escape from it.
Absolutely. Andrew Torba, you have blown me away again today more than ever. Great job at gab.com. We got about a minute left. Please join the other shows. I know you're busy. Please come back on with us. We love everybody listening. Go join Gab. Go join InfoWars. Go join us on there. Join everybody. But just 60 seconds, other key points you want to make.
Return to God. Return to God. Keep the faith. Pray. If you haven't prayed in a long time, pray. Introduce other people to the gospel if you're a Christian. If not, maybe give Christianity a second look. Don't look at Christianity through the lens of what the world and through what culture tells us. Go and open the Bible for yourself and read God's word and read what he has to say.
That's right.
And I guarantee you it'll change your life.
Well, that's right. God gave us free will, but he also gave us a cheat sheet, and it's incredible. And then what was the term? You called it a silent exodus, a silent secession.
And the other thing I would say is I want to encourage people to build. We need to build. We need to build our own alternative economy to this wicked.
Because we are builders. We're made in God's image.
We are builders and we are reformers. Yes. Christians are not anarchists. We are not revolutionaries. We are reformers and we are builders. We do not destroy things. We build them up. And that's what we need to do right now is rebuild our civilization from the ash that it's currently sitting in.
That's right. The enemy hates us because they are not builders.
Absolutely. They're anarchists. They're destruction. They're evil. They're wicked. But we have faith in and we have the creator of the universe on our side.
All right, beautifully said. Andrew Torba, amazing. And God is with him. Gab.com. All right.
God bless, Alex.
Thank you, sir. God bless you and your family. Join us again soon. Jason Jones is going to join us coming in about 15 minutes. I've got other news I got to hit. I got to play some of these Biden clips from the press conference, and I got some other stuff we got to do here. And also, there's just a bunch of other things that have got to be hit. We had a lot of great guests today. Please realize your word of mouth in this fight is king. It's everything. And so if you promote Gab.com, if you promote InfoWars.com, if you promote NewsWars.com, if you promote these sites, we will overcome the enemy. If you don't, it's going to be a lot worse. And everything's foretold we're going to go through, but God's already predestined what's going to happen, but we have free will. And that's a complex equation, but it's basically there's an outcome, but there's a spectrum of how it's going to end. And we have that free will. God's already predestined it. We were given free will because God already knows. But it's our decisions that are going to decide where we are in that spectrum, where it's like 6 billion get killed or 3 billion get killed. I mean, it really is going to be spectacular. You're going to see everything. You're going to see combat robots on the street, mass assassinations, mass suicides. Just, you're going to see people gouging their eyes out with ice picks on TV. I mean, you'll see people eat babies on television.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.